The Bird Show.
So we have Jeff telling us a story this morning that he was in Vegas, he and his wife, for a couple of days. And Jessica lost her wedding ring.
Aww. Yeah, it was her. It was actually her engagement ring, and we had gone out for the day, and I think we were in a rush to leave, or we kind of weren't paying attention, or on the phone or something, and she walked out and left all of her jewelry sitting on this little, what are they called, vanities or whatever, like a dressing table thing, in this little tray on there. And we had gotten in the cab and gotten to the other end of the strip by the time she realized. She's like, oh my God, I don't have my watch, I don't have my ring, I don't have my other ring, her earrings, like she had nothing on. But she's like, well, it's locked in the room. I mean, it's not in the safe, but it's in the room. Nothing's going to happen to it. So didn't bother her all. She never said a word to me about it, but I know as soon as she came in the room, she went right to that spot and everything was there with the exception of her engagement ring.
Do you think she was more relaxed because you guys traveled to Vegas a lot? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you were out of the country or something, maybe you would have been more, like, paranoid about putting in the safe or wearing it. Or, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you're used to and comfortable traveling somewhere, you kind of just...
Maybe. I don't
just never think those things are going to happen to us.
I think that's exactly what it is. Like, and she even said that sentence. She's like, I've heard about this happening to people, but, you know, whatever. And it wasn't... it wasn't hidden, but it wasn't like sitting in the middle of the bed with a light on it either. You know what I mean? So she came back and went right to that spot and looked at all of her stuff. And she's like, oh my, you know, it's gone. And she freaked out. And I was really calm in the beginning because it's not unlike her to misplace something, but she says, no, I remember seeing it right there. So we ended up having to call security and doing a security report,
police
report. Yeah. And it looked like probably somebody just ink.
So same thing happened to Stace. I told you guys months and months and months ago. Stacey lost her wedding ring also in a hotel room in Washington, D.C. But Jeff and I have a friend that we're pretty sure whose wife bailed on their wedding ring on purpose.
I knew him pretty well at the time that this happened. And I knew her fairly well. And she is the type of person who would not be ashamed to tell you that she's not happy with her wedding ring.
Like, so she would say, of a stone. I want a bigger ring.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but she would almost say, like, you know how when girls get engaged or whatever, everybody's like, oh my God, let me see your ring. Oh, it's so beautiful, blah, blah, blah. Well, if anybody, oh, let me see your ring. Is that an antique? She was like, oh yeah, the setting's an antique and the stone is just, that's what he could afford when we got married, but we're going to upgrade that sooner or later.
Right. Like, just going to give you the specifics in a sec, but I just want to ask the question right now. Is there anybody bold enough to say that you purposely lost your wedding ring because you didn't like the diamond that was in it and you wanted an upgrade, so you purposely bailed on it? And we'll put you on the voice disguiser.
You think anybody will admit that?
I don't know. 404-741-Q100. Because the circumstances behind what Jeff's about to tell you are, it's really pretty obvious.
Really? So, yeah, so she, she would have no bones about saying, almost apologizing for it because of the size of the,
sad.
What's it called? What's the main stone? You know, I had little stones around it, but whatever the main stone
is.
The center stone. She would make apologies over the size of that because it wasn't big enough for her group of friends or whatever. So, one day when nobody was home, it fell off the back of the sink into the toilet while the toilet was flushing.
That's her story.
Now you'd have
to
know
all of that in quotes,
right? Now you would have to know the personality of the woman. I think also
that's why I kind of gave the beginning of it. Yeah,
really?
Yeah, I mean, because we've had women up on the show before that have said that they're not happy with their engagement ring. The stone is too small or whatever. They're sort of embarrassed by it. But I think that there are some women that would be so embarrassed by it, they'd wear it for 6 months and then toss
it. It's lost.
And then you get the upgrade.
But I remember when it, you know, like, because that was the first thing that popped into my mind, you know, what was she, like, how's it? I mean, that's a good shot right there. Knock it off the sink into a flushing toilet.
Right.
Now, the question is, though, did he buy the story?
Well, he's such a nice guy.
Yes.
If he didn't, he would never say. He didn't, but he's not a stupid guy.
He wouldn't even wink, wink to her. He'd be like, oh my God, really? Do we need to call a plumber? And I think she goes, no, it's totally gone, man. That was a big flush.
We might have found one woman obvious. I mean, honest enough to say she's did. Done it.
No way.
We will call her Kim, and she is on the voice disguiser.
Hi.
Hi. No one can recognize your voice.
Okay. Yeah, me and my husband actually got in, like, a big argument, and he threw the rings out of the door, and a couple...
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, man.
Gone.
Dang it. Oh, man, I wanted to...
How did that happen?
I was just fixing the voice disguiser. How'd I do? Can you recognize her voice right now?
I hope she might have just
right
saved
back.
Her marriage.
Yeah. Yeah,
hey, no, try picking her up on the other slider.
Good morning, Q100. Hey, Kim.
Hello?
Hold on. That ain't going to work.
Try it.
Hey, Kim? Kim? Hello?
Hello?
There you go. We got you. Sorry.
Hi.
The voice disguiser wasn't fired up, and we just wanted to make sure it was before you told the story.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you fine.
Okay, start over. What happened?
No, me and my husband actually got into a pretty big argument, and he actually took the rings and threw them out of the door. And so I went out and I found him, but I never told him that I found him until after he bought me another ring.
Really? So he threw him
but
out.
It was I had found the receipt, and he just didn't. It was a really cheap ring anyway. So
well,
he threw him out the door of the house or the car.
He threw them in the front yard, and told me he was through.
That's mad.
So I kind of felt like it was payback.
And you got him. You found him, and didn't say anything until he got your bigger ring.
Exactly.
Bravo.
Wow.
Bravo.
That's funny.
Here is Nicole. You're on the voice disguiser. Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi.
Yeah, I didn't lose it, but one of my best friends did. She didn't like the size. She thought it was way too small because apparently he had more money. But after she told him that she lost it, he literally went out and bought her the same exact ring that she had before.
So backfired.
That's payback.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Beautiful.
Nicely done.
That's
well played, my
Finally,
friend.
A man wins on this show. Good morning, Mary. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hi. At the time, my husband and I, when we got engaged, it was like 6 months after we were dating, and I knew that he made like good money. And we were talking about proposing, but I wasn't really, you know, sure about it. But he had, like, told me, he's like, well, what should I get you? And I was like, I don't know, whatever. Then he turned around, he proposed to me, and I was like, are you serious? And he was like, what are you talking about? And I was like, why don't you come back when you show me something that, like, proves to me you love me?
Oh, damn.
That's pretty harsh.
Well, I mean, to me, he was being real cheap because it was like a tenth, like a very small, teeny thing. And I was like, you've bought things for your girlfriends like in the past that were so much bigger. And how come I get this?
Years ago, this would have been a shocking call, but we've taken a call like this before that from a woman that said that she directly felt there was a correlation between his love and the size of the ring that he gave her for their engagement.
How much money he spent on her.
Yeah.
Proved his love.
Wow. Like, I'm telling you, it was probably like a $65 ring, and I was like, are you serious? This is something that's going to be in my hand the rest of my life, and you want to show this to everybody?
You're like, my finger's going to turn green, baby.
Yeah, like, I wasn't sure if it's real or what, and I was like, you bought, like, your ex-girlfriend a carrot just because, and you're going to bring me this?
I kind of see your point now. At first, I thought you were being ridiculous, but now I see your point.
A little bit?
Yeah.
All right, here's Jane, who lost her ring on purpose. Hey, Jane.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So you bailed on it on purpose.
Embarrassing, but true.
How small a ring are we talking about?
It was very small. It wasn't really the point. It was a long time ago. I was very young, and I was embarrassed of my ring.
So how did you kill it?
Yeah, I don't know why, but I just threw it out the window one day. I don't know why I didn't pawn it or give it to somebody, but I was ready for it, and it backfired in my case because my husband didn't replace it.
Oh, really?
Oh, no.
Oh, no
way. What did he say? Just, oh, you lost it?
yeah, he said, well, you should have been more careful. I can't afford to replace it right now. And I thought we had insurance on it, and we didn't.
Oh, no. That's instant karma right there.
Hey, The Bird Show.